Country Club FM.
That's the sound of Neil hitting geese on the golf course.
Yes. Well, sometimes they get in the way.
Did we have a winner?
We did.
The Plot Hounds Lay Music Room.
Tim Orr of someplace in Minnesota. I wrote that down. Where was he from? I don't
remember. I wasn't listening.
I don't even know if I asked him.
But you should have.
Tim, congratulations.
He knows where he's from. That's all that counts.
Yeah, he really does. I know where he's going to be tonight. He's going to be in the music room in St. Michael to see the Plot Hounds and visit with the guys and get a couple of signed CDs and have some fun tonight.
Is it also safe to assume that that list of artists on the Bob FM State Fair stage brought to you by Biswingers and Toro, is it safe to assume that that list is going to be posted somewhere where people can see it?
Yes.
Online?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yep, Kate's on that today, and I think all the artists that are on there are also going to be posting it on their social media. So
it would behoove them to do that.
We'll get the buzz started for the State Fair booth.
There's going to be buzz, much like there is about the Almanac on a daily basis, the Voluminous Almanac. Today is Friday, August 11th, 223rd day of the year, 142 left to go. Mm-hmm. 1909, the Arapaho became one of the first ships to use the SOS distress signal.
I wonder what happened.
The state, 19. It turns out they were out of coffee.
Oh, okay.
They were out of coffee, and they used the SOS distress. The rules for the SOS, they weren't really that defined early on.
Yeah.
So they could, out of toilet paper, out of coffee.
Sure.
Those kind of things.
Just let her go.
You could use SOS, kind of like 911 early on. People were calling that for all kinds of silly stuff.
Yeah, my keys are locked in my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
So that was 1909. 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived at Alcatraz. She was spanking shiny new Alcatraz, the rock on the state, 1934. I'm sure the prisoners were excited to be there.
Oh, yeah. Tickled.
Clint Eastwood escaped, though.
Yeah, he did.
1958. Let's hear from some Evans.
Oh, well, a hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man.
What's his name? It's Elvis.
He's caused a trouble ever since the world began. Elvis, it's a world began.
That's good.
A hard-headed woman.
Gold record on this date for this song.
Adam told Eve.
Hard-headed woman, Triple H.
Uh-huh.
1958. 1961, pretty good pitcher by the name of Warren Spahn was pitching for the Milwaukee Braves. Earned career victory number 300.
Boy, not many get there.
In a Braves victory. It says Chicago White Sox. I'm assuming that's the Cubs, though. The Braves were a National League team.
Right.
Milwaukee Braves. It says Chicago White Sox. I can't be right.
Well.
Or what?
They were an American League team just briefly. Right around that time, because Henry Aaron came over, and then Aaron played at Met Stadium. I think I was at a game with Henry.
I don't remember that, because he was with the Brewers.
Right. I don't know. You might be right, though.
I don't think they ever flipped, because they flip-flopped since. They've gone from the American League to the National League.
Yeah.
But I think that's just a typo. But you can search. I don't remember the Braves ever being in the American League in 1961.
And I believe Warren Spahn won another 63 games. Seems like
he's way up there on the
363
list.
363 is the number that comes to mind.
He's way up there on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1961.
61.
How did you find America?
Turn left to Greenland.
No, actually, we're just good friends.
Has success changed your life?
Yes.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
No, I'm a mocker.
Oh. When I'm home.
Hard Day's Night debuted on this date. Opened in the United States, the movie. Beatles were everywhere. 1964. They pretty much took over the world. And basically, Hard Day's Night, all that is just them running away from fans and little bubbies, the cops. The Keystone Cops.
Right.
It's been newly remastered. You can see it now. Again, for the first time, A Hard Day's Night, 1965 was the date that rioting and looting broke out in the Watts section of L.A. The week that followed, more than three dozen people killed, hundreds of others injured as a result of the violence in Watts, Los Angeles. Watts section would be the last riot that they would see there. Things would get interesting and bad there again during the Rodney King thing
right
later on in the 90s. 1971.
Cuellar into his windup delivers. A curveball swung on. It's a high fly ball hit into deep left field. It's back deep. It's going, going. Number 500 for Harm Killebrew.
Harm Killebrew hit his 500th career home run against Mike Cuellar of the Baltimore Orioles this day, 1971. It actually was August 10th, but my source says August 11th, and I look back in the Twins media guide, and it was actually August 10th, 1971. He had been stuck on 499 for a long time, Neil.
Yes, he did. I know we were all just pulling for him and pulling for him. I think I saw him hit number 499. But then he went a long time. Didn't he hit two then that day?
He hit number 500 and 501. There's a famous picture of him. He's got the balls in his hand. Number 500, number 501. Both of those balls came back to the locker. Great. Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Famer. One of the greatest Twins of all time. Him and Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. And it was the Chicago Cubs, by the way.
1972, Elvis and Priscilla Presley filed for divorce.
They said it couldn't last.
And it lasted almost 5 years.
Yeah, it's not bad.
1972. 1984, our president said this.
Signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
He was doing a test for his weekly radio address. And he didn't think he was being recorded or was on the air, but somebody recorded it, then released it. Obviously, a Democrat was working the tape machine.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was his weekly radio address, and the Russians didn't think it was that funny.
Well, yeah, I can see where they might not, but it was all tongue-in-cheek.
That was back in 1984. Do you know what is celebrating its 25th anniversary today?
There's a place for fun in your life, all of America. There's a place for fun.
August 11th.
That is an actual ad that ran this time, 1992. Mall of America opened up. It was the largest one in North America. The Gramazian brothers took the old Met Stadium site.
Yep.
Turned it into a mecca of entertainment and shopping, Neil.
Still going strong.
Since it opened in 1992, I bet you I've been there less than 20 times.
Oh, yeah, for me.
I don't
me
go
too.
There. I mean, it might be just more than a dozen. I don't go there a lot. It's once every few years. It's just not my deal.
That's not my deal.
A lot of people go there. I think behind Disney World, it was at one point, might still be the number two attraction as far as visitors in the
whole
darn country. Oh. And they've morphed. They've changed. There were some real weird stores in there originally, and they've kind of tapered back on that. And they've got the amusement park, and they've added the hotels, and they're still adding on, even at this point.
It is quite a place.
IKEA was a nice,
yes, it was
a nice addition. So that was in 1992. 1994.
Regional governors now have direct control over their territories. Fear
territories
will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this battle station.
We'll deal with your rebel friends later. That's Peter Cushing. Died at the age of 81. He was Dracula, Baron Frankenstein, but for my generation, we know him as Grand Moff Tarkin, the guy who was holding Vader's leash. And I don't know why Vader could easily just move his fingers and choke the guy. So I don't know how he was ahead of Vader. We still don't know. We got to look at the hierarchy of the Empire is what you need to do.
Did he get blown up? And when they
got blown up? He was there.
Yeah.
Flee in our moment of victory.
He didn't think the
rebels were going to get the job done.
He did not know about
But he did not account for Luke Skywalker because the Force was strong with him. And then Han came in to help out. I mean, if he doesn't, it's over. They would have lost.
He does, though, and he did several B-horror films, is what we call them.
Not the perfect face for it.
Not the original Dracula, not the original Baron von Frankenstein.
They CGI'd him for the most recent Star Wars, the Rogue One, the Star Wars story movie. They CGI'd him, and it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad. If you kind of squint your eyes, you could tell it looked like it was really him.
Okay.
So that was 94. Peter Cushing died. 1997, President Clinton became the first president to use the line item veto. I think that was the one where it said you couldn't have call girls in the Oval Office. I think that was the one he line vetoed to allow that in a particular bill, White House use and the proper use of the White House and various rooms. Congress granted the power for the president 1 year before. Of course, governors of states had the line item veto for years.
Right.
And then on this date, this was 3 years ago, we heard about this.
We have just received word from the West Coast, tragic, devastating word, that Robin Williams has been confirmed dead. He was 63 years old. His wife has confirmed it in a statement saying the actor and comedian has been battling severe depression of late. She's asking for privacy for their family. Of course, it was after he was a Juilliard student here in New York. He burst on the scene, improv, stand-up. Then came the dramatic movie roles, Good Morning Vietnam, his Oscar for Good Will Hunting, Dead Poets Society.
And so much more. Oh. What a talent. That's one time I wish Brian Williams would have been making up the news like he did.
Right.
The other time where he was making up stuff about being shot at in Iraq. I wish he would have been making that up, but he wasn't. And was as jolly and funny as he is, obviously there was a dark side to Robin Williams. He suffered with depression and chemical abuse.
That was such a shock. I mean...
He had just been in Minnesota, too. He had been at Hazelden over Chisago City, Center City over there, and had a picture taken with him at the Lindstrom Dairy Queen with somebody working the Dairy Queen, working at the cake counter there.
Sure.
And there was a picture that floated around at that time. And then a few days later, he's dead at the age of 63. We'll always have his great pieces of work.
Oh, for sure.
Whether it's his stand-up, his appearances on The Tonight Show, of course, the great movies.
Mork and Mindy.
Can never forget that. Nanu. Socialite Klaus von Bülow is still going. He's 91 today. That's a pretty good title. What do you do? I'm a socialite.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I get paid to be a socialite. Of course, he was accused of attempted murder of his wife, Sunny von Bülow. In 1979, went into a coma. She recovered. She eventually passed away. Ooh. But he was found not guilty. In that. In fact, he was actually convicted in the first trial, and then they went to another trial, and that time he was found not guilty. So Klaus von Bülow, 91.
One of the good guys right there.
He's one of my favorites. There he is singing at Farm Aid 1985, the first Farm Aid in Illinois. John Conley is 71 today. He has a distinctive voice, and it's a good one.
And he still sounds great to this day.
Happy birthday, John Conley. Eric Carmen.
Another distinctive voice.
He's all by himself. Well, actually, he wasn't because he was with the Raspberries there for a little bit. You want to go all the way. Eric Carmen is 68. Remember Hungry Eyes? That was from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
He did that also in the 80s. This song here was from the 70s. Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, Eric Carmen. Big happy 68th birthday. Steven Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple Computers. I think he did pretty well.
Yeah, I think he's doing
because fine. Of that. So, happy birthday to Steve Wozniak, the Hulk.
Thunderlips is here in the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
From Rocky III, there's Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan.
You know,
64 today. He's the Hulkster. Hulkamania is running wild. What are you going to do when the 24-inch pythons run wild on you? That's a question, Neil. That's not. What are you going to do?
I know. It's
What would you do?
I'd flee. I'd run away. And I'd take my vitamins.
He's 64 today. He was very good at giving interviews. He wasn't as good as Jesse Ventura or Roddy Piper or some of those, but he was pretty good.
He
was pretty good up there. He would just go bonkers.
Wasn't afraid to rip off a t-shirt.
He and Mean Gene were good friends. Yeah, he went through a lot of t-shirts. I'd like to know how many t-shirts he went through during his long wrestling career.
That was a pile.
Your friends, the t-shirt boys, would be amazed because they know something about t-shirts.
And he never ran out of rags at his house. He never had plenty.
When he had to change the oil. I'm sure the Hulk changed his own oil.
Oh, yeah.
He's 64. Happy birthday to him. 63 today. Get into a car. Stepping out with Joe Jackson. the big 63 today. Actress Viola Davis is 52. She's plays the lead role on the ABC show How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yes.
She is 52. She's also in the new, she was in the new Batman movie. She was in Batman versus Superman. And she was in Suicide Squad. So she's part of that universe as well.
Okay.
Viola Davis, happy birthday, 52 today. Joe Rogan, he was the engineer on news radio. The electrical engineer, the engineer who kept everybody, Phil Hartman and everybody, on air on news radio. He was also the host of The Fear Factor. Joe Rogan's the big 5-0. He is 50 today, so the best to him. You know, this is the theme from Breaking Bad. And we've been binge-watching it. 2-3 episodes a night. We're through season 4 now of Breaking Bad. Season 4 is just completed. We're getting into season 5. So we'll get into the series conclusion. But Anna Gunn, who played Skyler White, who was Walter White. Walter White was the teacher, became the meth cook.
Yes.
In Breaking Bad. Skyler White, Anna Gunn, 49. She was also one of the actresses, one of the many actresses who played a girlfriend in Seinfeld, one of Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriends. He had oodles of actresses who played his girlfriend on the show. Then they went on to bigger and better things. If you wanted to be a star, be a Seinfeld girlfriend and then go on to bigger and better things. Mm. That's how they do things.
It's a good formula.
49 today for Anna Gunn. He's Thor.
I care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard. And he's my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
Chris Hemsworth is 34. Good line from Avengers.
That's a great line.
Snow White and the Huntsman's a good one,
too. I liked him
in
that, too, with Charlize Theron.
He's 34. 34 today. And R&B singer Jay Boog. Mm. Jay Boog. 32 today for R&B singer Jay Boog.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Boog.
Not overly familiar with Jay, but there's just a couple gone but not forgotten, so I'd like to run down. Emmy-winning award actor Lloyd Nolan. He was in the Caine Mutiny. Caine Mutiny Court-Martial in 1902. Actress Jean Parker. Remember her from Apache Rising and The Gunfighter. A couple of good westerns there. 1915. The guy who wrote the classic book Roots. And, of course, spawned the miniseries as well. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alex Haley, born on this day, 1921. He was a news journalist and author. He was
a singer, too.
Carl Rowan?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mike Douglas. Here's Douglas.
Right. A new rock group for you, Tony. This is their latest album, which I'm going to show the camera right here. But before we see them perform, I want you to meet one of the members of this act close up. Here from Kiss is Gene Simmons.
Wow, a real meeting of the minds. Mike Douglas and Gene Simmons from Kiss.
How about that? Mike Douglas, remember, this show was on in the afternoon.
So yes, it was an afternoon talk show. And he would sit down, he'd have the little swivel chairs.
And he was
chairs.
A singer, yeah.
He was a big band singer at one point in time.
He kind of helped the career of Tiger Woods when Tiger was like 4.
I remember that. He came out there, hit balls on his show.
Yeah. Mike Douglas is born on this day, 1925. 8 years later, television evangelist Jerry Falwell was born on this day. That was 1933. And you remember the group Iron Butterfly? It's a 17-minute-plus song.
This is the radio edit.
Okay. How long was this? 5 minutes?
2:55.
Oh, my.
Had to get under 3. In the Garden of Eden.
Don't you know that I'm loving you? In the Garden of Eden, former Iron Butterfly guitarist. He was a lead guitarist. Eric
there
Braun.
There he is on the guitar. Let's listen to that. Just sawing. Classic.
1950 for Eric Braun. They are all gone, but not forgotten.
And the original lyric was in the Garden of Eden, but the singer was so drunk that he slurred it when he came up with the lyrics.
Mm.
And he sang the lyrics to one of his bandmates, and he wrote it down as In a Gata da Vida. The rest is history. There's that great Simpsons episode, too, where they're doing that in church. That's one of their hymns that they're doing it. That's rock and or roll.
There it is.
The pastor says. All right, that's it for the Almanac today, brought to you by Neil.
Kurt Weers, United Country Realty over in Annandale. Thank you, Kurt, for your support. The Bob Almanac. We appreciate it.
Here's some country and or western for you. Back.